views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for a happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thrilled for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for conducting this orchestra. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. I am here all hour, ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide guidance, clarity, and insight in whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing a not one, not two, but three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can always be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. Well, we can look at all of this today through the lens of the tarot. So give me a call if you'd like a reading. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're hesitant, hearing this for the first time, scared a little bit to get a tarot card reading because of those frightening, scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. There are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the questions has the tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that has been put forth for your reading, so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. However, you know me, I always love updates. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me and my approach. I'm an intuitive guide and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively. That is my focus. It's all about using what is in your power. It is my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, I do it myself, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, which can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I sort of liken it to being a vocal coach. It is so not my role to tell you whether or not you should sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you with your glorious voice to use your instrument effectively. My company is Elite Tarot, so you can learn more about me. You can find me at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, where we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. And in addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide. Corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, ladies get together, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. Again, the number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. So today I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I will be using the Rider-Waite deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online. I will explain what cards I'm pulling, but you can also just follow along with me and I can describe them as best I can if you don't have a deck with you. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then, I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand. I use the non-dominant hand because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me, using my non-dominant hand, running my hands along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically, literally stick to my fingers, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. But as always, I like to start with a small disclaimer. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just pieces of cardboard. They're just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. A reading is like a visual representation of that little voice inside we're always overruling. We're saying in a reading, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So let's just get this party started and let us get started with Sharon. Sharon, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you, Eve. Thank you for taking my call. My question morning is I'm debating whether to go more active politically because it's a real hot issue. There's a lot of things that are important, or to go off on my metaphysical path that I have that I'm on.
Well,
I can't do both, I don't think, because they both are. Maybe I could incorporate the metaphysical into the political, but I would like to know where my time should be spent.
I hear you. Well, I have no idea, but hopefully from some we can get a little extra guidance from these cards. And but one thing I do want to push back on you about with respect is that just because you can't imagine how you could possibly merge those two together doesn't mean that it's not possible. It may not be possible through how you have already envisioned this going in your mind, but allow yourself to be led by the universe, because if both of those are important, then you can find, then a way will be made possible, rather, where you can do it, but it is so not going to look like anything you're expecting. Once you can accept that fact, now you leave the door open for it to be even better than anything you were expecting. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. I love that. Yes, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And I pulled three cards while we were talking, and the first card is actually talking about this. I love that when that happens. So the first card that comes up is the Ten of Pentacles. Now, in the Ten of Pentacles, the card is a really busy card. And if you look at this card online, you will see that there are two distinct, let's call them themes, going on in this card. In the back of the card, you see this harmonious, beautiful blue sky, this duality of energy, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. The inner child is there. You even got two lovely dogs. It's just this perfect scene. However, in the foreground of the card, there's an old man who's staring in a completely different setting. And he's looking at this ideal, almost chasing this end result. And so even though the distance is very small, from his perspective, it may as well be miles apart, even years apart, just insurmountable. And so there's a feeling of chasing an end vision. And while there is absolutely nothing wrong with having that end goal, from an energy perspective, it sometimes can lead to blocking your own energy, because then you're feeling like you're chasing some image that you have in your head. But who says that is the best thing? And that's where it's a be careful what you wish for, because as long as we can kind of embrace and blow up the idea of the end result has to look, smell, taste a certain way, now we leave it open for you to feel like you're not chasing your end result, but rather enjoying the adventure and the twists and turns and the unique little detours on the path, letting the universe create something that's even better. Because the ideal scene in this card is only half of the card. I don't want you, Sharon, to have only half a card. I want you to have the full card. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you. That does make a lot of sense.
Excellent. Well, I am going to keep you and me in suspense about what the other two cards are. I cannot wait to see them, but we're going to have to take a quick break. And so hang tight with me. We're going to take that quick break when we come back. We've got more readings to do. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty. offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. We've got one phone line open. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So right before the break, we were just starting a reading for Sharon. Sharon, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So we're kind of figuring out where we go next and how we merge different things into an end result. The first card that came up was the Ten of Pentacles, where it's this feeling of chasing an end vision that you have in your mind. Please ask yourself, why limit yourself just to that? Just because it's not in your brain right now does not mean that there is not a solution that could be even better than what's in your mind right now. And that's as far as we got all during the break. I was like, I wonder what these other two cards are. So let's not keep you or me in suspense any longer. So something challenging or blocking is the Magician. So the Magician card is card number one of the Major Arcana, and this is a super powerfully strong, but I have to say, especially when it comes in a block, it's a little bit of a frustrating card, and so I got to explain this. So the Magician talks all about your strength, because you have the almost like superhuman ability to see what is the correct path that is so easy for you to figure out that what everybody else around you. It's like you take a little bit of a problem that somebody's having and you immediately have the solution. People will come to you because you come up with a solution. And so they'll even say, oh my gosh, that's Sharon. She's like a magician. I don't know how she figured this out, or I don't know how she did this. That is one of your gifts. That is yours. That's just something that you've been endowed with. However, while that is a great gift, what can happen is that because it is so easy for you to be able to see the correct path in others, when it's not clear for yourself, you kind of proverbially beat your head against the wall saying, why am I not able to do what I can do for everybody else for myself?
Exactly. Exactly. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, it's. I call this my blessing and a little bit of a curse card, because it's like you put so much pressure on yourself, since it's so obvious for other people. It's like, I just have to think more. But the thing is about this card, and if you look at the card, you see the super magician is standing there, and he's got his right arm held up to the sky where there's just a few little flowers. And then he's sort of the conduit of all that guidance from above. And in front of him are actually the four minor arcana on a table. There's a cup, a sword, a wand, and a pentacle. But then below him is this beautiful garden, which means that if you don't have a clear answer, it means you do not need to think anything more, because it's not a case of I'm just not thinking hard enough. It just means that you're missing some of that key bit of external influence, that key bit of external knowledge, and that once that becomes available, you'll just filter it through all your tools and you boom, and then boom, you've got this great garden. You've got a clear path forward. Give yourself permission to, first of all, cut yourself a break that you're missing something, because I'm sure you've been going over those two paths so many times in your head. It's just not there yet. So instead, just enjoy the journey. You're not going to miss it. Now, in terms of advice, one thing that can help that and make it more easier to get that external guidance, to get that message, that light bulb, you know, almost they see on TV those, all of a sudden the person has the light bulb above the head. You're just waiting for that light bulb to turn on, right?
Yes.
So one thing that can help you with that is the advice card, which is the Six of Pentacles. Now, in the Six of Pentacles, you have this super strong person, because you have all the strength to manifest this, no problem whatsoever. And in front of him, he is helping two people. And so he's giving charity to one person with another person in the wings. In his left hand is the Scale of Balance. Now, here's the thing. Because you find it so challenging to say no when somebody comes to you needing your magician superpower guidance, and that you love to be able to help and you love to be able to give to others and share wisdom and share guidance, there's nothing wrong with that. It's what makes you so wonderful. However, that scale of balance in the left hand, I can put my finger over it. And even if y'all look at it online, you'll see that that scale is minuscule when it needs to be half, because there is a never-ending supply of people who might need your guidance, opportunities where you can really share your wonderful wisdom and everything. And so because that never ends, it's important that you set up some artificial boundaries just to make sure that you are not giving more to others than you are first giving to yourself, because otherwise then you might feel resentful or drained by the very thing that you love doing. And yet at the same time, other people aren't necessarily going to understand that, hey, you just need to sit on the couch and watch Real Housewives instead of helping them. And so we don't necessarily need to share how we create our artificial boundaries. But, you know, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't help you today, but I will be over there tomorrow. And that's all you have to say, even though it's going to feel awkward to say it, because it's like all you're doing is sitting on the couch watching Real Housewives. But it's important that you create a stronger boundary so that you are getting your ability to see that light bulb when it comes out.
Yes.
Again, others aren't going to necessarily understand it. And so just play around with it. You know, I can do my job 7 days a week. If I did my job 7 days a week, and which I love doing my job, but if I did it 7 days a week, I would not be good at my job. And yet at the same time, I hate saying no to people who need readings. But so I just say I'm booked, when sometimes I'm just doing the Real Housewives thing. So
this has been absolutely phenomenal. You are absolutely incredible. Everything is
thank you so much.
Wonderful.
You have made my day. Thank you so much.
You made my day. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Will you keep me updated?
Yes, I will.
Excellent.
And the very best to you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. It is so hard to create boundaries when we really want to just be able to help others, especially when people are in helping professions. We feel driven to it, and it becomes a passion to be able to help others. At the same time, that goes back to that airplane analogy. It's like, first put that oxygen mask on yourself first. And yet we sometimes tend to shrink that whole weight of honoring the self, making sure that we are recharged, making sure that we have the fuel and sustenance that we need. I always say that when you are thirsty, you are already dehydrated. And yet it's so hard to drink water when we're not even thirsty. But why wait until you get to that stage where all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I'm dehydrated, I'm feeling sick and everything. Drink your water earlier. Form those boundaries now when you're feeling strong and powerful and all of those things, just so that you get familiar with setting that boundary. And then note how the body feels when it no longer has to go into work, and then just collapse mode. There is this middle ground in between. Oh my gosh, I could talk about this all day long. However, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm doing more tarot card readings, so please stay tuned. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
To Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Ignite Your Inner Magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me or book an intuitive session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So today I'm doing readings all hour. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So let's go to the next caller, Nisa. Nisa, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Is there anything you have a question about today?
Yeah, I do. I would like to know what's coming for my love life.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull 3 cards, but I do want to let you know that I'm not a fortune teller, so I don't predict things in the future, particularly with love life, not because I don't want to know, because I really do want to know. However, the only thing is that it really can mess with free will. And so I pulled 3 cards on what guidance is available for you to manifest that joyful and healthy love. Does that make sense?
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Excellent. So the first card that came up, we're talking about cups, which cups are all about the heart. And so the first card is the 8 of cups. Now, okay, this 8 of cups, I kind of call this card my February 1st card, because you have a person in this card who is walking away, clearly walking away from 8 cups. Now, there's something a little bit not right about the cups. That's nothing evil or bad, but it's just no longer right for this person, for you. And so the person is walking away. However, they're kind of in this middle zone because they're walking towards this mountain, and there's no idea what's behind the mountain. So this is why I call it February 1st, because like on January 1st, everybody's at the gym saying, okay, I am walking away from the past. This is the year I'm going to get healthy. This is the year I'm going to get in shape. On February 1st, they have lost all motivation, and the results that they expected to see by then haven't been fully realized. And so that's the time when the brain attempts to sabotage the results. And that's why on February 1st, you see so many people who started the gym on January 1st start to drop off. And so you've kind of walked away. You've disconnected from things that have not been serving you. And that's fantastic. You're most definitely going in the right direction. The challenge is that now comes the time of continuing to move away from that which no longer serves you, even though you can't see where this is ultimately leading. It is not a message to turn around and go back, or to kind of do what we do with the brain sabotage with love, is like, well, maybe it wasn't that bad. It started to kind of, because it's the known. And your brain will not, your brain just wants to keep you safe, and safe equals the known. And that's why this is, you're in that part, that almost kind of dangerous part, not in a scary way, but dangerous in the sense that this is the time where you're like, I don't know where things are going. And all you can see is drifting farther away from the past, which is the known, and it's making you want to kind of make a U-turn. The key is not to make a U-turn. The key is to continue forward. Going back to my gym analogy, the people who made it from February 1st to March 1st, on March 1st, suddenly they could zip into things. They lost some weight, everything. Then the brain's on board, but they had to go from February 1st to March 1st with zero motivation, and they just continued forward with action. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, oh my gosh. Yes.
I'll take that as a yes. Excellent, thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, and all so of this is a yes.
Excellent. I love hearing that. So something challenging or blocking you is the Page of Pentacles. So this is a really interesting card for you to be in a block position. So pages are all about beginnings. Pentacles are all about career, projects, hobbies, passions. And in this card, you see this page, and he is standing on this totally fertile ground. And in his hand, he is holding a pentacle, meaning that there is some idea. Let's call it a seed of a flower. There's something that you've been thinking about planting, growing. But unfortunately, the flowers can't grow if you hold the seed in your hand. And the ground, as I said, is fertile, which means it doesn't matter how you plant it or where you plant it. It just means plant your idea. Then allow that, even though it doesn't seem like it's connected, it's like start planting this idea, taking this time when you're not involved in that relationship, taking this time to get some of your passions on the ground, off the ground, and allow them to start to grow, because that will also impact how you embrace love going forward. Does that make sense?
That one seems a little bit more challenging to understand.
Yeah, you know, think about the, and thank you for sharing that. Think about things that you have wanted to get started on. Maybe it's like, you know, I've always been thinking about taking that art class. I've been wondering about maybe moving. I've been wondering about maybe shifting career, or I've been thinking about just starting a blog, whatever those passions are. So often when we're so focused on where is the love of my life, where is the love of my life, that we delay, we say, well, once that gets put in place, then I'll start this other thing. And this is saying, oh no, keep going forward, but let's flip that around and say, first start this. The reason being is that we attract and are attracted by people of the same level of emotional health. So if we're feeling kind of like, hey, where am I going? What's happening? Then you might feel empathy for someone else who also might be feeling a little bit lost in here. Instead, you want to start planting now some ideas that perhaps have been sitting on the shelf.
I feel like I'm at a place where, like, a career that, you know, I could stay here or I could find more of my passion. But at the moment, I would like to work in a school. So I applied to a school, a little bit more exciting to be at. And, you know, but there's not really like a super planting a passion, something. Maybe it will come.
Well, it may come, but I always say let your inner child be your navigator and tap into your 8-year-old, 10-year-old Nisa when she was like saying, okay, when I get to be an adult in 5 million years, I want to be doing this and I want to be doing this. And what sort of things
singing.
Okay. So when was the last time you were singing?
A lot, but
I'm sorry.
I mean, I sing often, but I could take some singing classes.
Do you want to take singing classes?
I've wanted to for a while, but I haven't.
And how come?
because it's $150 a session.
Well, and then let's find a different path. Instead, maybe see if there's either someone really cheaper, or why don't you, you know, continue singing for joy.
Maybe do it once a month.
You could maybe do it once a month, or maybe see if there's some sort of singing group that is in your town that, you know, they're looking for,
right,
for people to sing with them. If this is something you enjoy, get it started and make it work. Meaning that if it's too expensive, and I get that, that's not the only path. And yet, if you're waiting just until you can do it that way, that's holding that seed in your hand. Instead, begin to feel that passion now.
I also wanted to explore a form of therapy, but I went to two people, and both of them didn't work out, and I'm done with that form of therapy. It's not meant for me. So that was something that I tried to explore, but I didn't like it in the end. So that's finished for me. So I'll find something that's new.
I love that. I honor that that decision, because there are so many different types of therapy, from cognitive therapy to EFT to EMDR, short-term therapy, and hypnosis. You are the ultimate consumer of your life, and so you have to try them on like shoes, and I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Let me get to some advice cards. The advice card here is the Five of Wands. Now, in this card, you have five people, each holding a wand, and they're all battling each other. So this is kind of going on in your brain, and what it's happening is that there is a valid reason why you couldn't take that singing lesson. There's also a valid reason why you could do singing somewhere else. There's a valid reason why, there's validity rather to each and every point of view. However, if you're waiting, because both the Page of Pentacles and the Five of Wands talks about this almost, you're waiting for the perfect path to come forward before taking some steps. And this card is saying that if you're waiting for all the other aspects of your brain to say, okay, this path number A is the best path, so my paths are not right, then that will not happen. And what it does from an energy perspective is that it stalls movement, which then makes that February 1st situation, which you're in right now, even more kind of challenging, and then makes you want to do the U-turn. Instead, recognize that there's no one right path. But then once you find, what I always say, go through open doors, but honor red flags. So once you see an open door in the form of maybe a singing group or a therapy that you like and that they seem very welcoming, once you see an open door, if there's no red flag, are there other options? Yeah, but that's the door that's open. So to allow yourself to go forward. And my system just went out. I just want to double check. Benny, are you still with me?
Oh, awesome.
Yep,
excellent. All of a sudden my computer went blank.
Oh, no.
So, but you're going strong, and you're just continue to go forward with action, particularly during this time when the results haven't yet been seen. You're doing great. Just keep doing it, Nisa. I hope that's been helpful.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, very much, especially the first card. And the second card and the third are an ongoing process.
It is, but you know what? You're doing it. And the second card's your block, and the third card's advice. So it's like those are the ones that we tend not to resist.
Well, it is true, isn't it?
It is kind of true.
There is a block around what I want to do next. Stuff,
there
right?
was
there
a, block.
A block.
There was a block. Make sure that you're not making it in the present tense.
Maybe.
Because you don't want to create you're looking forward to the opening of the doors. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is so nice talking with you. Please keep me updated.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Yes.
My pleasure. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, got more readings. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. Before I get to calls, I did just want to just talk a little bit more about manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly in light of our last caller. You know, with Valentine's Day come and gone and spring is literally around the corner, what a better time to kick into gear what is in your power to shift your own energy in ways that can yield the optimal results. A few weeks ago, we started talking about this, and I started going through some steps. The first step was just a recap, was just to change the language immediately from joking about your single status to expressing hopelessness about ever finding love. From an energy perspective, these phrases are toxic. Every time you say one of these toxic statements, you create a heavy energy that weighs you down and makes it that much harder to get the very thing you desire. Habits, this is just a habit. and habits are comfort-filled. The phrases and words are a habit, and they are safe. Changing a habit is not easy, however, it can be done. When you find yourself using one of those toxic phrases which block energy, immediately stop and correct it with a positive statement. These can be phrases like, I can't wait to meet the love of my life. I look forward to being in a healthy and happy relationship. While it may seem easy to think these phrases, they may not be easy to say out loud. When you say the positive phrases out loud, notice two things. One, is your brain calm and relaxed, but your body feels heavy? Or two, is your brain showing resistance, but the body feels lighter? When you say a toxic phrase, the brain will most likely feel calm and at peace. However, the body may feel weighted down, reinforcing the idea that being in a joyful relationship is an uphill climb. When you use one of these positive phrases, however, the brain may start to resist, but the body may feel lighter. Suddenly, being in a relationship of joy seems possible rather than hopeless. It's important, so important to note, you may not even believe what you're saying. In fact, you probably won't believe it at first. You may think you're lying when you say the statement in the positive. That's okay. You will ultimately believe it. But like anything else, it has to start somewhere. The hardest part of making a snowman is just getting the first snowball started. After that, momentum takes over to help get the snowman to grow. Now, in addition to the language changes, here's another step to use energy effectively to manifest healthy and joyful love. Now, this step, make sure you can stow your baggage under the seat back in front of you. We are all beings comprised of our past, both the positive as well as the negative experiences. Bringing excess baggage into the dating process can block our own energy. This makes it that much harder to achieve the joyful relationship that you want. We all have baggage. We have baggage from past relationships, negative self-talk, trauma, pain. Take the time now, before launching into the dating process, to heal and release wounds of the past. And so since we say it's best to have that baggage fit into the seat back in front of you, if you have to go into overhead bins or even check extra bags, it makes it that much harder to be vulnerable, open, and able to manifest love free from the baggage. The more power we give to our baggage, the more power it has to work against us as we embrace joyful love. But fortunately, there are so many options available to release and heal old wounds. You don't have to do this alone. As you may know, I'm a huge supporter of therapy, support groups, and 12-step programs to help navigate the emotional journey forward in a safe and structured way. Now, from a mainstream metaphysics perspective, you can also give this a try. I want you to imagine that you're carrying a backpack filled with heavy rocks. Perhaps one of those rocks was given to you in childhood from a misguided sense of love in the form of strict harshness or overprotectiveness. Perhaps one of the rocks was given to you maliciously, perhaps in the form of harsh words, abandonment, or trauma. Maybe even one of the rocks was given to you from a previous relationship in the form of distrust or anger. From an energy perspective, all these rocks in your cosmic backpack weigh you down. Carve out some time you know you won't be interrupted, and have some tissues on hand as it might get emotional. Take a notebook and a pen and write a letter to the person, living or past, who gave you a rock for whatever reason for your backpack. The letter will never go to that person, so don't worry. This exercise is just between you and the universe. Nobody else will see it. This is solely designed to shift your own energy so that you're no longer carrying the weighted backpack. The letter can also be written to a situation such as promotion process, inheritance fight, who knows, sadness, illness. Write the letter out, dear so-and-so. I hate that you said this. I hate that you did this. You hurt me when you did this. At the end, however, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength. And so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. After you write the final sentence and sign your name, immediately burn or shred the letter. As you do this, note how your body physically feels as your brain can see that you are actively releasing something that you have been carrying for a day, a month, or even a lifetime. If you'd burn it, though, make sure you do it by an open window so it doesn't burn down the house. It causes a big mess. So that's just one thing to give it a try. We've got lots of other things we'll talk about on future shows. But alas, it's the end of the show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.